in the limelight.
U.S. authorities said the 63-year-old suspect in the bombing that rocked Nashville, Tennessee, on Christmas morning has been killed in the blast that destroyed his motorhome and damaged more than 40 businesses. FBI forensic experts matched DNA samples recovered from the scene to that of Anthony Q. Warner, whose home in nearby Antioch was searched on Saturday, December 26th by federal agents. Donald Cochran, U.S. Attorney for Middle District of Tennessee, told a news conference, "We've come to the conclusion that an individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber, and he was present when the bomb went off, and that he perished in the bombing." Officials said it was too early in the investigation to discuss the suspect's motives. Warner's motorhome, parked on a downtown street of Tennessee's largest city, exploded at dawn on Friday moments after police responding to reports of gunfire noticed it and heard music and an automated message emanating from the vehicle warning of a bomb. The explosion in the heart of America's country music capital injured 3 people and damaged businesses, including an AT&T switching center, disrupting mobile internet and TV services across central Tennessee and parts of 4 other states. As investigators followed up on hundreds of tips from members of the public, they searched Warner's home and visited a Nashville real estate agency where he had worked on computers. In this regard, we have prepared for you an article authored by Stephen Lindman, Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization and host of the Progressive Radio News Hour, entitled "Nashville Explosion, Lone Bomber or False Flag?" Please stay with us to hear more about the issue. On Christmas Day, a recreational vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, outside an AT&T transmission building, one block from the company's office building. What happened knocked out communications and 911 emergency call centers over a wide area, including parts of neighboring Kentucky and Alabama. Was the motive behind what happened what official reports claimed, or was something else responsible for the blast? Was it a false flag? It's unclear at this time. What is known is that numerous U.S. false flag attacks occurred before, notably since at least the mid-19th century. They are a U.S. tradition at strategically timed moments. Before the blast, the Tennessean reported that Nashville residents in the affected area were warned before the incident occurred, saying a recorded warning inside the vehicle said, "Evacuate now. There is a bomb. A bomb is in this RV and will explode." An area resident said whoever did it gave fair warning 15 minutes before the blast. Fox News Nashville TV reported that city police got people to safety before downtown explosion. The following day, FBI agents raided the home of a person of interest, following more than 500 leads. That many in hours after what happened is highly suspicious. How is it possible to identify a possible suspect hours after the incident, including before an investigation began? Nashville police called the incident an intentional act, a likely suicide bombing. No mass casualties occurred, just 3 injuries reported and the remains of an individual identified as Anthony Quinn Warner. Was he responsible for the incident or a convenient patsy to blame for what he had nothing to do with? Before ID from DNA, his residence was searched by federal agents in a Nashville suburb. As explained above, a disturbing red flag. Why his home alone and no others? Why before an investigation began? No motive pointing to him is known. Did what happened follow pre-planning to name him for the incident before occurring? As the saying goes, dead men tell no tales, so he is unable to defend himself. Reportedly, police and FBI agents aren't looking for other suspects, another disturbing red flag. Who is Anthony Quinn Warner? Local media called him a loner, an unmarried man with no children. According to the Tennessean, acquaintances described him as a self-employed computer guru and a homebody who tended to his pets and kept to himself. A next-door neighbor called him a little odd but friendly, adding if he had any political beliefs, that was something he kept to himself. Another neighbor called him a recluse. Local authorities claim that the RV, or one similar to the detonated vehicle, was seen outside his residence for years. Nothing known about Warner explained above suggests a motive for what happened, one more red flag. What happened in Nashville is reminiscent of two earlier incidents. In April 1995, a truck bombing killed 168 people and caused extensive damage in Oklahoma City. Within 90 minutes of the incident, Timothy McVie was arrested on a firearms charge, spent 2 days in jail, then was charged with the bombing. On May 10th, Terry Nicholas was named his alleged accomplice and arrested. Experts, including professional demolition contractors, concluded that only high-grade military explosives, detonators, and proper multiple internal placements could have caused such extensive destruction. Allen Air Force Base Armament Wright Laboratory studied the incident. It concluded no single truck bomb was involved. Brigadier General Benton K. Patton, an explosives and ordnance expert, said a truck bomb couldn't cause the steel-reinforced concrete columns to collapse, adding, "The total incompatibility with a single truck bomb lies in the fact that either some of the columns collapsed that should not have collapsed, or some of them are still standing that should have collapsed and did not. This is a classic cover-up of immense proportions." Patton said to cause the damage pattern that occurred to the Mora building, there would have to have been demolition charges at several supporting columns bases at locations not accessible from the street to supplement the truck bomb damage, adding, "A careful examination of photographs showing the collapsed column bases reveal a failure mode produced by demolition charges and not by blast from the truck bomb." More forensic evidence showed other devices were involved, what major media suppressed. Yet, McVie was executed for the incident, Nicholas sentenced to life imprisonment. General Patton and others believe they were framed, used as convenient patsies. So were falsely charged to Sarnoff and his brother Tamerlane for what's known as the April 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. Local police lethally shot Tamerlane near Watertown, Massachusetts. Tsarnaev was arrested, falsely charged, convicted, and sentenced to death, later reversed to multiple life sentences. Neither brother was involved with the incident, a state-sponsored false flag. Like many times before in the U.S., innocent patsies were wrongfully punished. Innocence wasn't enough to save them. Was the Christmas Day Nashville incident the latest example of wrongfully charging a convenient patsy despite no motive or evidence of involvement in what happened? Perhaps what's unknown at this time will be revealed later without public attention to set the record straight if the incident was other than what's reported.